Welcome back, and you're listening to Graph Hit 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor. And the doctor prescribed some vitamin D this weekend. It is beautiful, and we are projecting fantastic sun and very clear skies. I hope a little bit of rain at night because it's always nice, but it sounds like it's going to be a beautiful next 10 days. And on that note, I thought we would venture into Canadian music and how it's related, perhaps, in my opinion anyway, and my opinion really means nothing, to summertime. The first song we have on our list of songs today is 5 Days in May, and it is by a Canadian band from the middle of Canada, Blue Rodeo. This is from their 1993 album, 5 Days in July, and Jim Cuddy, who is the writer of the song and the lead singer, he is a renowned lyricist. He is fantastic when he writes songs. I love the stories he has to tell. And he said that this particular song was inspired by his sound engineer's practice of writing his wife's name in the sand while they were on tour, specifically in New Zealand in this particular time. He said, and then eventually added to the story about how he, to this song anyway, and how he met his wife, Rena Pauly. She's a Canadian actress, commemorating the love that they share and the connections. This is just a fantastic song. It's one of my favorite songs on the planet. And I remember the first time I heard it, I was at it was a music and theatrical festival that happens in August in Edmonton. It's called the Fringe Festival. So you can see actors and skits and ventriloquists and acrobats and songs. And there was this gentleman who was off on the side, and he was wearing this contraption where he had a little guitar in front of him, and then he had a harmonica, and he had cymbals between his knees, and he had a drum attached to both of his feet, and he would walk to the beat, and he was singing this song, and I loved it from the beginning, from the first time I ever heard it. It was a long time ago. This is 5 Days in May by Blue Rodeo.
Out of the rain, she tucked a note into his hand. Later on, they took his car, drove on down where the beaches are. He wrote her name in the sand. Never even let go of her hand. Somehow they stayed that way for those 5 days in May. Made all the stars around them shine. Funny how you can look in vain, living on nerves and such sweet pain. Loneliness that cuts so fine. Find the face you've seen a thousand times. Sometimes the world begins to set you up on your feet again, and no, it wipes the tears from your eyes. How will you ever know the way that circumstances go? It's gonna hit you by surprise. But I know my past. We'll be right back.
Every time I think of that song or I hear it, I always picture myself in May in Alberta. Now, Alberta is known for its lovely weather in May. And I have spent, or I had spent when I was still living there, many a May day laying by the on the beach by a very silty lake and being very relaxed and feeling very comfortable in this nice kind of warmish, coolish wind at the same time, and getting most of my tanning done, if ever I was in the tanning phase of my life, during the month of May. But being by the water in Alberta isn't always the safest thing. There's a lake in Alberta there. It's called the Slave Lake, and it's a very tiny lake compared to some of the other larger lakes in Canada. And on a windy day, even if it's very sunny, the waves can go to a meter and a half to 2 meters high. It can be quite challenging. So the next song is kind of related to that. It is a dedication by Gordon Lightfoot, a Canadian poet and folk singer who passed away recently, about 25 days ago, on May 1st in 2023. And it's about the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. It's called, the song itself is called The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and it is about an actual wreck that happened on the Lake Superior. Now, if you know anything about the Canadian lakes, Lake Superior, from a geographical perspective, you find it in Ontario, and it is a big lake at the bottom of Ontario. It's not quite as far down as Toronto. There's other Great Lakes near Toronto, and it touches the states of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. It is a humongous lake. It is the size of a small ocean, and the SS Fitzgerald, a boat in 1975, capsized. And the 29 souls on the boat all lost their lives. This song itself is considered one of Gordon Lightfoot's best songs, one of his finest. And I thought I'd pay a little bit of a tribute to him because he did recently pass away. This, again, is the song The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald by Gordon Lightfoot.
Legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you.
7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know you. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. In a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailor's Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
That was The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald by Gordon Lightfoot from his album, from his album Summertime from 1976. So he wrote it a year after the actual accident happened. I thought that was really interesting. What I liked about that, it was very long. I've had two long songs in a row, is that I feel like it tells the whole story of what the article was talked about, because there was an article that was that he based the story on, or sorry, his song on. Now then, we're going to switch gears a little bit and get a little bit more funky and a little bit more barbecue style music, or even just a little bit more festive, on Graph Hit 94.9 FM in English Only with a Doctor, with the Stampeders. Now, the Stampeders are a group from Calgary, Alberta. And what's interesting about the Stampeders is, or at least Calgary, Alberta, is that every year in July there is the Stampede. So if you ever want to go to a rodeo and you're ever in Alberta, Canada, In the month of July, I strongly suggest you go see the Stampede. It's in Calgary, Alberta, and it is phenomenal. There are bucking broncos. There are monster truck races. There are cowboys from head to toe, boots, buckles, and cowboy hats, girls and boys and men and women and children all alike, dancing and doing what you would consider traditionally Western. I have never seen any sharpshooting, though, so maybe not all traditional Western things that you see in movies. But the Stampede is a place to go. The Stampeders are a band from the 1970s, and this particular song is Sweet City Woman. They were not so much a one-hit wonder, but this was one of their one great hits. They had quite a long stint in Canada anyway, not too popular in the United States, but they do still tour today. Since 2011, they've been doing their reunion tours and having sold out concerts. Be very aware. This is the Stampeders and the song Sweet City Woman. Staying in the 1970s, we're going to bring this next. So that last song was Sweet City Woman by the Stampeders, a Calgary band, from their album, if you're interested, their 1971 album, Against the Grain. The next song is also from the 1970s. They are not from Calgary. And this is, we've had them on, we've probably heard them before on the show because I've used them. There's a little mini tribute because I have three songs from the Guess Who, and they're one of my favorite 1970 bands. And this first one is American Woman. Now, Cummings, who is the composer who composed the lyrics of the song, said in 2013 that they had nothing to do with politics because there was some word on the street that this was anti-establishment, anti-politics. What this song was about, in his mind, was that the girls in the States seem to get older quicker than our Canadian girls, and that made them, well, dangerous. And I quote, "This is American Woman by the Guess Who," from their 1970 album of the same name.
American woman, gonna mess your mind. Say A, say M, say E, say R, say I, and C, say A, M. American woman, gonna mess your mind. American woman, gonna mess your mind. American woman, gonna mess your mind.
Stay away from me.
You're listening to Graph Hit 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor. So apparently, according to the Guess Who, American women are dangerous because they look a little bit older than they are truly in terms of their age compared to Canadian women. I wonder if the question should not be posed that they're dirty old men. On that idea, let's talk a little bit about Steppenwolf. I don't know if he has those kinds of urges relating to American women that are truly teenagers, but I would like to talk about his album Candy now. This song that you're going to be listening to is The Magic Carpet Ride, and it was a song from their 1968 album Candy. And I looked it up, and there is a lot of controversy relating to the meanings of the words in this song. But given that it's from 1968 and it's not quite similar, but there were, let's just say, droplets of hints on lifestyle choices at the time. For example, the Beatles, their Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and their song Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, which is known to talk about illicit drugs. This could have been a song similar to that, I'm not sure. But regardless of the opinions, because other opinions are, it talks about forms of art and singing and dancing and so on, so it's all really about the arts, and other people claim it's about LSD. Regardless, I hope this song brings you to a happy place. This is Magic Carpet Ride by Steppenwolf.
Machine.
That was Magic Carpet Ride by Steppenwolf. I'm not sure if it was about illicit drugs, to be honest. I can really see how the sound can take you away and introduce or open your mind up to other things of color, of noises, of scents and odors and art and textures. I can see that. The next song on the list is No Sugar Tonight. So it's by the Guess Who and their 1970 album, American Woman. We've already heard a song from that album. And apparently, the writer, Randy Bachman, said that this particular song was inspired by something he witnessed on the street. So nowadays, we have our cell phones, and we take pictures and videos of things that are happening on the street, because we don't live in a society anymore that has boundaries relating to privacy. So he saw this lady and man on the street, this really burly man. He was hidden. He's walking down the streets with his buddies, and he's really strong. And this was in the 1970s, and he's feeling really good and manly and da da da. And, you know, at home with himself and his what? This little woman in their car drives up to him, screeching halt, gets out of the car, and walks up to him, this itty-bitty little thing right next to her man, and starts berating him in public, saying, "You need to get back home. You said you were going to put the garbage away. You said you were going to take care of the kids, and you left me all by myself. Get back into this car. Come home with me right now." And completely humiliated him in front of his friends, emasculating at the most. And apparently, as he got into the car, Randy Bachman heard her say to him, as she turned the ignition and looked at him and said, "You want to know what else, honey? You get no sugar tonight." So this is No Sugar Tonight by The Guess Who.
It's the new Mother Nature taking over. is calling cause the sky is falling and I'm getting pretty near the end. A smoke filled room in a corner basement, the situation must be right. A bag of goodies and a bottle of wine, we're gonna get it on right tonight. Cause it's the new mother nature taking over. It's the new splendid lady come to call. It's the new mother nature taking over. She's getting us all. She's getting us all. Lonely feelings, yes, and I believe him inside. About the things I say. Find the corner. She hasn't got the faith or the guts to leave him. We're standing in each other's way. Silent footsteps out to places you've been to. You wonder what you're gonna find. Sudden darkness. You'll be strong and it won't be long before you leave them all far behind. Cause it's the new mother nature taking over. It's the new splendid lady come to call. It's the new mother nature taking over. She's getting us all. She's getting us all.
You're listening to Graph Hit 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor. That was No Sugar Tonight by the Guess Who from their 1970 album American Woman. And like I was saying before, that story was inspired by an oddity of an itty-bitty little firecracker and her very strong, muscular, macho man. Now, on the idea of things that generally may not fit together but do live in harmony, despite the argument they might have had in the 1970s on the street of California, this next song is called Electric Powwow, and it's by a tribe called Red. And in my opinion, it talks about exactly that, about things that don't necessarily feel like they go together, just seem to fit in harmony. This album is from 2012. They've been on the music scene since 2007, and it is hosted by, or it pays tribute to the artists DJ NDN, Toolman, and Bear Witness. And if you take a look at them on the internet, you'll be noticing some the interesting way that they spell their names, their avatar names anyway. Toolman, for example, is 2-O-O-L-M-A-N. That said, this is Electric Powwow. Enjoy. I love it.
Ah!
That was Electric Powwow. The next song on the list is going to be talking about how things make it work. Now, one thing I like about the indigenous culture, something that I think the French culture shares, is that their ability to kind of faire avec, or make it work, despite all the obstacles around them. I don't believe that that is something that my culture shares from a Canadian European perspective, or even from the North American perspective from the United States. They think that generally when something doesn't work, we're just going to break it and build a new one. And that doesn't always function in a society that has a longevity of infrastructure. Making It Work is by Doug and the Slugs, and it's from their 1982 album, Music for the Hard of Thinking. It's a play on words for someone who is hard of hearing, deaf. They're from Vancouver, BC's, and these high school buddies had their first music run from 1977 to 2004, and then they reunited in 2009, and they've been touring ever since. They are known for creating short comedic films as music videos. Take a look at them. They're fantastic. And this particular music video is iconic because it was filmed in the 2400 Motel, which still stands today. And the storyline is for this song anyway, as you see it on the video, is this insecure erotic film worker and his efforts to gain confidence through the aid of an intimacy therapist. This is Doug and the Slugs and Making It Work.
Help me.
Making it work. Making it work.
Late night boozing. Oh, I'm out of control. Red lights cruising. Got no sense of soul. I knew you knew. We both knew the crime. Blacker. I'm back in the line.
Making it work.
Takes a little longer.
Making it work.
Takes a bit of time.
Making it work.
Takes a little longer.
Making it work.
Takes a bit of time. Sometimes, old times, they drag on the news. Dead nights, bad wind, but we made it through. Wonder how I'm still on the case. Help me, help you, I will find us a place.
Making it work,
takes a little longer.
Making it work,
takes a bit of time.
Making it work,
takes a little longer.
Making it work,
takes a time, darling.
We all know when we are in an intimate relationship, one thing that's important is to be calm and courteous and understand each other's limits. So on that personal, that last note, let's talk about safety. Men Without Hats, from their 1982 album Rhythm of Youth, has this song called The Safety Dance. And the guitarist Stefan, and I can't pronounce his last name, so I'm not even going to try, said it was about how to enjoy life, not conforming and making your own path safely, but with certainty. Some people are claiming that it's a euphemism for intimate relations. Other are claiming that it's for anti-war, but the writer himself said that's not true. Enjoy your life in a safe space.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. 'Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can go if we want to. Night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance. They're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody's taking the chance.
Safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance. Yes, safe to dance.
We can dance if you want to. We've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I see. Dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. 'Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see. We can dance. We can dance. Everything's out of control. We can dance. We can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance. Everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody's taking a chance.
Will it safe to dance? Yes, it's safe to dance. Will it safe to dance? Will it safe to dance? Yes, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Will it safe to dance? It's safe to dance. Will it safe to dance? Oh, it's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance.
That was Safety Dance by Men Without Hats. We are at the end of our set, and I'm going to leave you with Punch Drunk Cabaret and Immaculate Pompadours to get your groove on for the weekend and this sunny, fantastic next 3 days, 4 days ahead of us. Happy long weekend. The doctor has left the house. This is from their Punch Drunk Cabaret 2012 album. And if you want to epitomize somebody who walks by the beat of their own drum, this is Randy and his band from Punch Drunk Cabaret. I'll see you next week.
Never really thinking that this could ever lead to anything.
So good.
got out, shook a leg, evangelizing souls in their own way. Well, everybody kicking back, picking in the chicken, shaking, fishing out a heart attack, and never really thinking that this could ever lead to anything.
So gather around from town to town, sound never heard before. You won't forget the full effect of the immaculate pompadour.
When stories tragically end, that's when the legends begin. When that big old cat, his tires left the road, and in a glorious crash, boys have gone in just a flash. Too big, their reputation grows.
So gather around.